We're going to talk a controversial topic here with the folks from OB. And I have Jenny Roberts.
Yes.
And Lee Weiner.
Correct.
I got it. Yes. Awesome.
Right.
And we're talking marijuana banking here.
Excellent.
And so what are you guys? You guys are in the state of Washington where it is legal, and they have retailers and stuff all over the place, and it's starting to be big business. And you guys are right in the mix. So where do we start? Who wants to go first?
Jenny,
ladies
actually,
first?
Yes. Jenny actually helped start the program for our credit union, and she developed it, and she took her time and got approval from our board, and I'll leave it with that. Let you start.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Yeah.
What can we learn here?
Well, you know, it's pretty fascinating. The whole concept of banking a marijuana business seems absurd. You know, we have a pretty conservative credit union, pretty conservative member base. When this all came about in Washington State, we said, no way. We can't touch it with the federal regulations the way they are. It just can't be done. And then we had members come to us and say, well, you're banking our other businesses. Why won't you bank this one? It's legal too. And well, we can't dispute that. And so we did a lot of work, a lot of research. We work with our liquor and cannabis board. Our CEO and I put together about a 50-page program that we presented to our board that said, here's the risks, here's how we think we can mitigate it, here's how we think we can be compliant. And our board passed it. And so we began this program, oh goodness, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it has been fabulously successful. We've been through a couple of exam cycles with both our state and federal regulators and Clean Bill of Health. They've given us our blessing. It's working out very well. And it's been really positive for the credit union and for our community as a whole.
Yeah. Tell me about the success. What are some numbers you guys can share, or can you?
Sure. Yeah, I can give you some. We bank quite a few businesses, over 100. And we've taken roughly over $50 million in cash off of the streets in Washington.
Are you kidding?
No, and just for clarity's sake, that money's not sitting in any of our branches, of course. But no, it's done a great service to our community, because if that money was sitting in those business owners' homes or in those businesses, a lot of violent crimes could be happening. And so it's been wonderful all the way around.
Lee, like we were talking before we started recording, it's here.
It's here.
And so now we're going to have to, I don't want to say legitimize it, but handle it properly, I guess is a better term.
Well, if you think about it, it's why we're credit unions developed. It's for banking the underserved. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, here's an industry that was not served. And I don't know why, you know, this is our roots. This is what we're about. We're a credit union. We need to help those who cannot be banked. Right. And, you know, the businesses were paying their members or their workers in cash. They were going down to the state and paying their taxes in cash. And it was causing a backlog of getting revenue into the pipeline. I mean, it was really interesting. When they come and they drop off and pay $30,000 in cash, you have to count that out. Mm-hmm. And it's better just to write a check or use their debit card. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a safety and soundness for the community. Yeah. And we wanted to get that off the street, that type of money. You just can't be carrying that type of cash around.
Yeah. And Jenny, you were saying that some of these retailers, they bring in, was it $30,000 a day or something like that?
Their sales can be about $30,000 a day, which is pretty significant. I mean, it's a growing industry. There's a lot of demand. There's a lot of really wonderful professionals that are running these businesses. So it's successful. It's here, like Lee said, it's not going anywhere. And so we really have to be here on the financial services side to support that and provide them with armored car service deposit, provide them with the ability to write checks for their products, everything.
It's a whole new world.
It is.
I mean, so my whole thing is, so what's the big deal here? Is it the social stigma that's still hanging around because it used to be illegal in your state? Or is it a time question where we'll just kind of get used to it after a while and it'll just be just another business that you'll be handling?
I think in our state, you know, now that the recreational side has been legal for about 2 years, the stigma is gone.
Right.
We have grandmas who talk about it now. It's not this terrible thing anymore. So I think the big issue is really just at the federal level, the fact that it's still illegal. We have this presidential campaign going on right now. And what is that going to mean for us? Over 50% of the U.S. actually is either in favor of it or they don't care. They're not against it. So that wave is here.
But on a social level, I mean, we were brought up. I mean, it was reefer madness that we were brought up on. And you know, we're not pro against. It's just we're here to serve the community, and that's what we're doing. And we're doing it in a safe and sound way. We believe in business. We believe in developing jobs in our community, and that's what they've done.
Right.
They pay great health care. They take care of their employees. They start them out at a very reasonable wage. And they are, I mean, it's a whole service industry if you think about it. It's not just the growing, the processing, and the retail side of it. There's spinoffs to that. So they need packaging. They need design. They market. They're a regular business like everything else, and they pay their taxes.
What hurdles did you guys experience in serving this industry? Because there's a credit union in Colorado who's having a heck of a time trying to get their business off the ground in this area. What hurdles did you guys have to clear, and how did you clear them?
Sure. Our situation is much different than the one you're referring to. They didn't have their charter or anything yet. They were a full startup. Okay. For us, we already had our charter, we had our insurance, we had our Fed account. So for us, it was really just hurdling the compliance aspect. So more specifically, the Bank Secrecy Act. Okay. And through our risk assessment and our entire compliance program, we've been able to do that pretty successfully. It does mean that for these businesses, they have a pretty large application fee and a pretty hefty application process before we can even approve them. And then even after they have that account, we have to work very closely one-on-one with these businesses. And we monitor every dollar that comes in. We make sure that their deposits match their revenues. We watch over for any criminal activity, if they have a sale to minors. We monitor all of that. So we know these business members better than we know any of our other members.
Yeah, that kind of brings me to a point. It's like, are they watched more so than any other business, I guess, because of what's gone on in the past?
Absolutely. Right. Okay.
They have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of work for Jenny and her team.
Yes.
I mean, but it's, like I said, it's all about the safety.
Yep.
And we need to take care of our community. And actually, it's stimulating the community. People are,
yes.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, what's going on in the community? What can you talk about? How has it helped the community, I guess?
Well, actually, they're becoming like regular business owners.
Right.
I mean, they're starting to donate to nonprofits. They're, I mean, it's tough to be a Boys and Girls Club and get money from the cannabis industry. But I do talk to the YWCA, the United Way, and they say, we're going to start going after these businesses to help the community. So mm-hmm. it's a good way they can go and start giving back to the community, mm-hmm. just like mm-hmm. any other business.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys the only credit union in Washington that serves this industry? Are there others? And if so, like how many and that type of
thing? There are only two other credit unions. We're in Western Washington. We have one that's in Northwest Washington and one in Eastern Washington. So we kind of cover the geographic area of the state. But truly, there's far more demand than our three institutions can take on.
Right.
So my word is to really encourage other credit unions to get on board, consider what they can do with this program. There's some huge benefits to the credit union itself, but overall just to the community. And it can absolutely be done and done well. I mean, we're almost 2 years into this. We've had no issues, no reputational impact. We've actually gotten quite a bit of praise, right?
Some from of our members. And talking about millennials, I mean, what a way to bring them in.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. It has helped our numbers.
Boomers.
Even the boomers. And actually the elderly too. I mean, it's amazing. You hear about a grandmother going in. It helped our arthritis. I mean, it's not just about getting high. There's other components to the cannabis industry. Because you get into it, we have to look at the product, what we're looking at and what we're dealing with, and we can have to explain it to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the CBD side of it, which actually helps pain. It actually, there's no, I can't claim as medical, but this is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It has helped a lot of people.
Okay. To wrap up here, guys, obviously more states are going to be in favor of this, going to be legalized in more states in the coming years. What advice do you have for other credit unions who want to go down this road? Because it sounds like you guys have a successful template in place.
We do. And actually, Jenny and her team developed a great model for the country. We had some great praises from our on the state side and then on the federal side.
Right.
They're doing a great team. So reach out to Jenny and talk to her.
Okay. Jenny, final word?
Absolutely. Just get educated. Like anything we do in the credit union world, we have to educate ourselves. We've talked to a lot of management from other credit unions. They don't even want to talk about it. They worry about these stigmas. And, you've got three credit unions, at least in Washington State, who are operating very successfully, and it's doing a huge service to everybody. Get educated. It can be done, but at least know what you're either turning down or considering. And it's so great that we work in the credit union industry because we're cooperative. We help each other all the time. The credit unions who are operating in Washington, serving the marijuana banking, they've all worked together. We've done a pretty good job of helping each other out, pros and cons, what did you learn wrong from doing this, how can we do it a little better, and it's so great. I mean, the opportunities are right here. We have this amazing industry, and you know, if you just reach out and get educated, I think it could really do a world of wonder for so many states.
I agree.
Great message to end on. Thank you guys, appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Keep mixing it up out there, all right?
We will.
Good job.
Thank you.